Okay, in about a minute, I'm going to record live and broadcast. I'm going to play some guitar and watch some news and make some comments on what's going on. So I'm going to broadcast live here on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I'm going to upload it to my website.
Thanks for getting an early start with us. I'm Christine Romans.
And I'm Laura Jarrett. Welcome to our viewers in the United States and all around the world. We begin this morning with President Biden now directly calling on Congress to toughen up America's gun laws in a rare primetime address surrounded by candles honoring the victims. President Biden spoke to
how much more carnage are we willing to say? I don't know. How many more weapons are you going to sell to people?
Only to fall short.
What an idiot. Can you believe this guy?
On-duty police officers and active duty military.
Such a pandering, opportunistic moron.
More kids.
Serious. God damn.
Cops killed by guns.
America's founders put gun laws in the Constitution so we wouldn't have to mess with them.
How much more carnage are we willing to accept?
You know what I mean? I think they did it so we wouldn't screw them up. Like our heart is beating in our chest and we can't stop it. That's how we got gun laws in the U.S., protecting gun owners. The vast majority of gun owners are good people that don't break the law. So no amount of bullshit is going to change that.
Daniela Diaz reports that Democrats, though, are prepared for failure. But first, Jasmine Wright joins us live from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Jasmine, good morning. It's notable here. The president is meaningfully changing.
You know, I just said a few minutes ago that, think of this, if America's founders would have heard that the president is giving $700 million in advanced rocket missile systems to a foreign country and telling you to disarm your weapons and ban weapons, you would be tried for treason.
Now, he said if Congress can't do that, they should at least raise the purchasing age of assault weapons from 18.
Assault weapon, just the name assault weapon is propaganda. Nobody calls them assault weapons, you know what I mean? How stupid is that? And how these people think they're fooling people because they're fooling the same people over and over. I say, just go out and look at an Armalite rifle or an automatic rifle and see if there's the word assault anywhere on the rifle, and the word assault is not on it. Why would people just lie and just sensationalize stuff like that if they're not trying to be persuasive and make you change and make you do something? Pretty sick people.
Now, the president also, he spoke directly to gun owners.
I want everybody to live more than all of these people do. I care about every word out of my mouth, every ounce of pollution I create. I plant a tree every day and pay a dollar to do it, to try to offset my carbon footprint. Every single day, and I've done it for, I don't know, over a year now. Because I don't want this planet to burn up to a cinder and have us pollute everything and kill everything. Joe Biden cared about human life, he'd ban cigarettes.
So here we have Biden.
I just washed my fucking clothes in this washer here and dried them here and took them out, and they smelled like shit. I didn't even realize it until I got out of the shower, dried myself off, and then my nose started watering from the allergic reaction from the goddamn cigarettes, from whoever washed their shit in the washer and dried it before me. So I gotta tolerate that bullshit while he fucking gives money and weapons to goddamn Ukraine and tells us to fucking disarm like he gives a shit about life. Give me a fucking break, buddy.
Yeah, the assault weapons ban in particular seems more aspirational than realistic, but he's clearly trying to put a stake in the ground.
Jasmine, thank you. So right, his sin that he has allowed people to partake in is harming me again, and I'm fucking sick of it. Every time you breathe goddamn secondhand smoke, remember, nobody gives a shit about your health that works for the government.
Live on Capitol Hill for us this Friday morning. You know, what's the temperature in the room? I guess Danielle, can Congress meet the moment, as the president put it?
They only have as much power as you give them.
They're trying. You know, this bipartisan group has been meeting during this congressional recess here on Capitol Hill. Senate lawmakers are not here this week. They're in their home states. And so they've been meeting virtually to try to reach some sort of deal that could get 10 Republicans on board so that they could break that filibuster, that 60-vote threshold, to pass any sort of gun safety legislation in the Senate, because that's where these bills get stuck. But look, Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat who is leading these negotiations, he acknowledged that any sort of change will probably have to be, quote, incremental, even though there could be some sort of deal that is reached by the...
Anybody that wants the limelight when there's a fucking murder is an asshole. That's all I gotta say. You know what I mean? If you're like an unknown politician and somebody dies and then suddenly you want to speak to me, I don't want to fucking hear from you. Shut up. Just fucking go away. God damn. You fucking ambulance chasing weirdo. Americans let these clowns get away with everything. Americans think that they have to pick between Republican clowns and Democrat clowns. And when they become one of those clowns, they stop being objective about their own fucking clown party. And they just start turning on the other party and saying how bad they are. And both of them are terrible. Absolutely terrible. Republicans deny the problems exist. Democrats have shitty solutions that take forever to enact. I didn't ask. I wonder what else is going on. I don't give a shit about fucking gun violence. Fuck you. You fucking weirdos. You want to tell me about people being shot with a goddamn gun? You think that's what I want to hear? Just shut the fuck up. God damn it. You fucking losers. God damn it. God damn it. People are clueless idiots. And all they do is just report again and again and again and again about gun violence because they want you to get sick of it and they want you to change. They want you to ban guns. They want to get in your head and change you and be a propaganda source and a controlling force in your life. And I'm not going to be controlled by their fucking bullshit. Because I know how they kill people, goddammit. And I don't kill people like them. And I don't stand up for people that kill people like them. I don't believe for one goddamn second that they care about life in the fucking slightest. None of them do. All of them plead like there's no goddamn tomorrow. Think about it. Can you picture one person in Congress's solar-paneled house or their electric car? Close your eyes and see if you can think about it. Can you picture anybody in the Senate, anybody in the House of Representatives, who've posted a picture of their renewable energy home and their renewable energy car? There's, 455 or 500? I'm not sure. There's hundreds and hundreds of Congress people. How many have you seen do that? Zero? I've seen zero. So they just want to be shitty examples? That's fine. And what was this about gasoline? God damn, I'm tired of hearing about gas prices. I told him yesterday, I don't give a fuck if it's $10 a fucking gallon. Shut up. We're burning the fucking planet to a cinder like there's no tomorrow. And it's disgusting pollution that's killing every living thing on Earth. And they want to complain that they've got to pay a little bit more to do it. I need a goddamn shower just after I watch some fucker like Todd Pirro on Fox. using his emotional voice to talk about gasoline and how it's more and unbearable and awful and blah, blah, blah. But nothing about climate, nothing about pollution, nothing about rising seas, about dying species, nothing about that kind of shit that we need to hear about. Just nope. You got to pay a little more. Let's blame the Democrats. That's as far as that fucker's brain has evolved. And I hope I can't say that about you.
Yeah, I mean, it could not look more different than here, of course. So we arrived here a couple days after Russian occupation, and it was trash. This has been 2 months of reconstruction, but the focus now...
People like today really don't give a shit about anything. They don't give a shit about their own body. They don't give a shit about the future, about future people. People alive today are the most selfish motherfuckers I've ever seen.
Looks very large on a map. It's actually very, very small. Severodonetsk, as of the last update from the regional head,
people in this generation and the older people, they've been polluting more than any other people in history.
And they say Ukrainian troops are still holding on
and
part of
the city.
They're
conning the young generation into doing the same goddamn thing. 200, 300 years ago, it would have been impossible to pollute like these people do today with the gasoline and the coal and their fucking food and their goddamn cigarettes. All these goddamn ways that these fucking idiots pollute are okay with them, and they're okay with you, but they're not okay with me. God damn it. It's Alicia Menendez. I like her better than John Lemire. I'm really not interested in the Queen stuff. Queen is just a rich lady. Old rich lady. The old foreign rich lady. They're devoting a lot of time about it. I mean, I don't know, has she done something notable? All the important things going on in America, and these people are in London. They surely rip off the American people. All night and all day, all these people in the media, all they do is rip us off and try to control us. Seriously, I've had to go to other sources to find the news now. I use a program called InnoReader. It's an app, and it's free. And I stick in RSS feeds from all over the place. Mm-hmm. And RSS feeds have different companies, like BBC, you name it, Venezuela Analysis. I probably have 4 dozen in there. Al Jazeera, Al Manar. So a combination of American ones, European ones. It's some of the same news, but some unique stuff too. And some African ones. One called All Africa. Japan, Israel. Because I want to know what's going on. And these people don't inform me. Another thing that's sort of interesting, but still totally irrelevant to me. Tropical storm watch in effect for both coasts of Florida.
Southern and Central Florida on Saturday. Meteorologist Gene Norman is tracking the system from the CNN Weather Center.
Yeah, it was really fucking unbearable to hear the news. Kissing Ukraine's ass, telling us all we gotta go kill Russians with them. I don't support that whatsoever. And they're fucking terrible people for trying to get us to support a goddamn war. And one of America's biggest problems is these two fucking political parties, Republicans and Democrats, are so goddamn similar that they can't call out each other for their bullshit, because they have the same exact bullshit. The people you see on TV, the politicians you hear, people you see online, they all sing the same goddamn song, and they can't get ahead, they can't solve problems, because they're both shitty. And they also, all they gotta do is just point out how the other one's shitty. I'm pro-choice, and I support gun rights. And it seems like that's a unique position, because the Republicans support gun rights, and the Democrats are pro-choice. But I don't know what to tell you. I think both of those groups are moronic fundamentalists that pander to rich people that vote for them. They're not liberals, they're not conservatives. They're fundamentalists.
Anything continuing harmlessly is what you want to hear, though, Gene. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, in Texas now, a convicted murderer on the run for weeks since escaping from a prison bus has been killed in a shootout with police. Authorities say 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez killed a Houston family of five, including one adult and four children, and then fled with their truck. Lopez was serving life sentence for a 2006 conviction.
Saudis to meet as OPEC boosts oil production. So Biden's building a cartel and telling them to produce more black death juice because people want it cheaper and they might vote him out of office if they gotta pay more to fucking kill everything. Ain't that a damn shame? So that's how demented he is, and that's how demented his voters are. These people should fess up, man. The young generation is so easy on the old generation that's fucking destroyed everything and given them the means to fucking destroy everything with no conscience, with full belligerence, continually, unashamedly. It's pathetic and ugly and disgusting. These people should have a totally different mindset about these fucking problems. I can't even listen to people like Republicans talk about energy or gasoline or homeless people. I mean, holy shit. Have you heard these people talk?
Day 100
Oh my God. I would be willing to fight any of them if they want to fight me. I'd box them. I could box them in. If you're listening here and you're in a political party, like the Democrats or Republicans, and you want to fight, I'll fight you. Fight you in the ring. I really wouldn't mind moving to another country at this point, and I'm thinking about it. There's lots of great countries out there. I don't need to stay in this one. But these people are liars, and they're fucking everything up. And they're barking up the wrong tree. You know, I'm sick of it. Shame whatsoever. These old goddamn people are gonna pollute and lie until the day they die. And we're gonna be left with the goddamn mess that they made, that they tried to convince us to make. Pretty good scheme, huh? Fuck up the place like we did, and then nobody will notice that we fucked the place up because you did it. Well, I'm not doing it. I'll go fucking live outside if I can't live in a house that doesn't pollute. I just got done being houseless for, well, I don't know, about 8 years or so. And this last year has been different because I've been waiting for court. Long, long time for my court case to come up. It was freezing cold and snowing outside. But I don't want to fuck the place up for future generations. And I'm not going to do it. It's up to me. I don't got to do it. The only time I got to get a car is when I need medicine. Otherwise, who cares? I'll ride a bike. I'll take a bus, I'll walk. But if I gotta travel a long distance to get something like medicine, like hundreds and hundreds of miles, then I've got no choice. I don't want a goddamn gas-burning car. And I want to rent an electric car, and I've told the companies that already. Hawaii is one of the most progressive states when it comes to renewable energy, and they'll be off of dirty energy first. So I might as well just go right back to Hawaii. If I don't go to back to California or another country. I'm happy to keep correcting these morons too. Yeah. See, because these assholes think they're getting away with something. Everybody's trying to do good by somebody. And it's a shitty situation where terrible people do the same shitty things, and they all look each other in the eye and say, we're all doing it, who cares? Whether it's fucking eating animals, or whether it's polluting with a vehicle, or polluting with a home, or polluting with all the shitty conventional food you eat, you should be ashamed of living that way. I've eaten nothing but organic food, and I'm a vegetarian. I've been doing that for the last 8 years, about. I started doing it when I started being houseless. And I'm an organic vegetarian because I give a shit about my body and about animals and about the country and about the world. And you don't because you don't.
President Zelensky complains about 20% of his country is now under Russian control.
You eat food that I wouldn't give to animals or put in landfills.
Matthew, you have been covering this.
Everything you eat, I wouldn't give to animals or put into landfills. Everything you eat.
That was a difficult question to answer in terms of where it's headed, because the outcome obviously has not been decided yet. They're still fighting ferociously each other in various parts of the country, particularly in the east of the country. But the toll so far has been, absolutely heartbreaking in terms of the casualties. We have the exact figures, but not dead on both sides.
It's a shame that too many idiots think shitty, stupid things are cool. That's how America's gonna go under. $30 trillion debt with the seas rising and wars on the other side of the world that they want to get involved in.
13 million are internally displaced, 5 million of that, 100 million of them to Russia.
Zelensky says 20% of Ukraine under Russian control. Oh, that's what happens when you don't get your neighbors to help you out in the beginning. Zelensky is a horrible, terrible president. And I'm not listening to what he says. Fuck this guy. He's an ugly, dumbass one. He's a loser, and he's a liar. And he's a terrible leader, and you shouldn't support him at all. And Ukraine's a corrupt country. It's ridiculous that anybody at all wants to support Ukraine. Do you want to support Ukraine? Fuck you. How about you support America? You got assholes that don't want to forgive student loan debt, sending millions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. Maybe I'll move to Ukraine. If Ukraine's if you dumb fucks love Ukraine so much, maybe I should be in Ukraine.
Seeks to raise the minimum age to purchase semi-automatic rifles and prohibit what Democrats call weapons of war. The vote came after hours of debate, including this moment as Florida Congressman Greg Stube spoke over Zoom.
Here's a gun I carry every single day to protect myself, my family, my wife, my home. Comes with a 15-round magazine. So this gun would be banned.
I hope the guy has not called it.
I'm in my house. I can do whatever I want with my guns.
Here they go again. Why do I want to hear this? These people are such idiots for telling me this. I don't care. God damn it. See, I think I know why they're doing this. They're doing this because Americans like entertainment. That's Americans' top priority is entertainment. And so, I guess people tune in to hear about shootings because they watch bloody movies and shooting on TV and in shows and things. But I don't want to hear about it. Jesus Christ. A shooting in Tulsa doesn't help me any. Doesn't affect me. Doesn't hurt me. It just distracts me from something else that I could be learning and doing. These people are such idiots. Such shitty people. You know what I mean? Who wants to tell you about people getting shot every fucking day? Who wants to tell you? Yeah, it happens all over the world. It's always happened in America. Ever since guns have been around, there's been shootings.
So there is also this opportunity, I think, that Putin sees to...
But sorry, a shooting in Tulsa isn't going to contribute to my life any.
To get that food out and look like the hero when, in fact, he caused the issue, as you said. Laura, please.
David, thank you. Appreciate it. Here in the U.S., the clock is ticking on Social Security. A new estimate says money runs out for full Social Security benefits in about 13 years unless Congress acts. looking just at the fund that covers retirement, survivor's benefits, Social Security can only cover full benefits until the year 2034. Payroll taxes will only cover about 3/4 of the benefits owed. The fund for disability insurance looks much better. There's enough money there for at least the next 75 years. Trustees now estimate fewer workers will end up on disability than they previously thought. There's also new estimates for Medicare, the fund for Medicare Part A, that covers inpatient hospital benefits that can only pay full benefits until 2028. Medicare Parts B and D, covering doctors and prescription drugs, that has enough money going forward, supported by premium payments. Bottom line, the cost of both Social Security and Medicare is projected to grow faster, much faster than the nation's economy. That's mostly because Americans are getting older, paying more benefits. So far, Congress can't agree what to do about it. Lawmakers will have to raise revenues, cut costs.
Yeah, what do you think about this? Social Security. All these Americans trusted the government, paid into Social Security. The government was going to match their money and invest it and then give it back to them. And nope, not anymore. As of 2035, they won't be able to pay people their Social Security investment back.
Ironically, this is a little bit, they got a little bit more time until this, you know, X date.
We're a bunch of terrible, terrible people.
The economy has been doing so well. Tax receipts are coming in. So that's good news. But overall, the demographic, the curve of that demographic, still a challenge for Congress. We're guaranteed. Thank you.
I'm flipping between three stations because they keep having commercials. This is Fox, MSNBC, and CNN.
Things that could step up services on
Biden on gun violence. Enough. On MSNBC. I guess he should stop running. He should give up. He should retire and quit because people are not listening to him. And he has got bad ideas that don't work. He's not the worst president in American history. But if you look at inflation and if you look at financial numbers and things, he's got to be one of the worst. I need to go to a country with younger political parties, younger people. Grandpa Biden that's past the age where most people die. Can't relate to me or reality or what I want to see in the country. Just out of touch. And he knows it. And most of the time he just reads shit that the Democratic Party gives him to read anyway and does their agenda. But still, their agenda is pretty wonky too. Dystopian. That's pretty pathetic that Biden's going to go to Saudi Arabia and tell them to pull more gasoline out of the ground.
would be a pariah.
It's really pathetic and sad and horrible watching these two political parties tear each other apart, because both of them are right and both of them are terrible. And both of them, it seems obvious to me that both of these parties like the other one to look like a hypocrite, and that at the drop of a hat, they'll just forget their morals, forget their principles, and do the opposite. Because that's what both of them have done lately, and both of them keep doing. And it looks consistent to them, or good enough for their constituents, but I'm sure in private and stuff, the other political party is mocking them and pointing out how they're horrible people and duplicitous and hypocrites and inconsistent. Because I see it, both of them are. Both of them are inconsistent. Like the whole, you know, give guns and kill Russians, but not Texans, and don't give Americans guns while they go piss off everybody. And keep the borders wide open while they anger countries all over the world with sanctions and other weird shit that they do to people. Gitmo. And then we're just supposed to be unarmed, just a bunch of sitting ducks here, while they give rockets to foreign countries. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like you can't make this up. It's the very next day. Joe Biden gives $700 million in advanced rocket systems to Ukraine and then tells you can't have certain weapons and that you need to give them up and ban these weapons for everybody else. Is anybody catching this? Does that sound right? The guy who killed bin Laden, I just read his tweet. And he doesn't seem too happy about this. It was kind of funny. I favored it. I liked it, but it just said something. Said his body armor has bin Laden's blood on it, and basically he should have a spot at the table talking about gun rights. He's got silver stars and bronze stars and stuff. So. Yeah, it's a shame, but you know, Republicans and Democrats can't come out and say the founders of America wanted civilians to have weapons in case the government needed to be overthrown, period. I haven't heard that, but that's the truth, and I'll say it again. America's founders wanted the citizens to have powerful weapons in case the government needed to be overthrown. So don't give up any kind of rifles, don't give up automatic rifles, don't give up any weapons. The government is already corrupt and we know it. The government gives your money to other people all around the world. The government kills people with your money. So, you know, there's going to be climate refugees in the U.S. here, more of them and more of them before we know it, leaving places like Florida and Hawaii, Texas, Louisiana, California. You know, what then? You know, is there any line that can't be crossed? It's just like these people are just running in the wrong direction. And, you know, both of these political parties could just tear the other one apart if they had the right arguments and if they weren't exactly like them. Seriously, do you think if there's a God, and if a God judges a Republican and a Democrat, do you think that God is going to judge them any differently? Don't they have the exact same sins? Don't they eat the same shitty food? Burn the same shitty fuel?
Can't be the same for third grade kickball as they are for sixth grade lacrosse, as they are for varsity level, track. And this advocate was saying that an expansive statewide ban that determines whether or not a trans girl can play sports solely based on her gender identity not only won't ensure fairness, but also could have a really devastating mental health impact on a vulnerable group of kids that are already at a higher risk of suicidal ideation. Yeah, I think it's such a great point that
I just, frankly, I've never seen anything so ugly and disgusting than when I hear Republicans talk about energy and people like Joe Manchin or these people that want to keep on polluting. There's no urgency at all. There's cluelessness, belligerence. These people are terrible, terrible people. I will never, ever vote for them, and you shouldn't either. They don't give a shit about life, about you, about the future. They want to fuck everything up, burn everything down, kill everything. They don't care. They want everything to be cheap and deadly. So gross, these people. And they profit off of it too. You know, they get gasoline taxes off of gas sales. That's why all these assholes don't want gasoline to go away right now. They want to keep making money off of you killing things. They want to give you the tools to kill every goddamn thing so you can give them money so they can buy shit. Welcome to America.
Electorally. Now, the idea of a trans girl competing against a cis girl tends to trigger an emotional response in someone who has never met a trans person. You know, trans people today still have a very, very little visibility, particularly trans young people. And I spoke with one advocate who told me she thinks these bills are really proliferating because people view that the harm they do to kids is very narrow. They view these bills as really only dealing with sports. But advocates argue that you need to view as part of a much broader push against trans rights that we're seeing in state legislatures, typically in the advancement of legislation that chips away at the advancement in trans rights, a sports ban comes first. And in Alabama, for example, last year, the state banned trans girls from competing in women's athletics. This year, they voted for trans people to use the bathroom, whether LGBTQ issues can be taught in school, and whether medical doctors can provide gender-affirming care to anyone under 19. So critics say you really need to view this as a much larger push against trans issues, and that's not how they're being framed right now. Now, really great reporting. Please come back soon. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. What a great discussion. All right, critical new information on the health of the American jobs market in just hours. Why some economists are hoping for slower job growth.
Fox News, MSNBC, and soon at all broadcasting commercials. This is really gross, weird stuff. It sucks that this is America. It sucks that this is acceptable. It sucks that these weird people painted up like Martians bring us weird news that doesn't enrich our lives or help us at all. They just want to control us. They just want to be right. They're losers. They're a bunch of losers. So I hope one day you can call them losers. And if you can't call a loser, then you're the loser. Judge everybody by their carbon footprint. Judge everybody by their fuel and their food. Judge people on what they say. What they do. That's what I do. And these people are bad people. Bad, bad people. It's pathetic too that the older generation wants to keep killing everything because it's cool with their generation. They're cool with them. But they're the worst people. They're the really bad ones. So they didn't know what they're doing, but they did it, and they keep doing it, and they're modeling it now, and getting other people to do it. You know, there's a scripture that says, you know, like, about a millstone being tied to your foot and thrown into an ocean for leading somebody astray, leading a young person, a little person, an ignorant person astray. There's also scriptures that say don't try to be a teacher or like go out of your way to go be a teacher in a you guys will be held at a higher standard for the things they teach. And that's essentially what these people are doing. I listen to them closely. I judge all of their words, and they're vapid, sad, pathetic losers. They're morons that only want to please each other. Lowbrow motherfuckers. Commercials, they're just trying to make money. It's like people don't put two and two together. You know, Biden giving weapons to other countries, telling us to disarm. These people saying they care about the truth, and all they do is sell shit. It's a shame that these are our 24-hour news stations.
In particular, these 4 days, this is something that we...
National news stations, whatever you want to call them.
Free stock index futures are leaning down a little bit. Stocks rose Thursday. Let me say it again, because I have not been able to say this in a long time. Stocks had a good day Thursday. A big rally for tech, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Tesla, Facebook's parent company, Meta. Consumer stocks also rebounded. But the main event today is the May jobs report. That's due in less than 3 hours. Economist forecast, this is the consensus, 350,000 jobs added back last month. The jobless rate of 3.5%. That would be a new pandemic era low.
So why did these matters, numbers matter at all? God damn. As far as I can tell, this is just Biden worship, Democratic Party worship, low-key. Tell me the percentage of people, of the jobs. This is totally useless and irrelevant information. So stupid. And now Fox is in London talking about stupid.
But I think people are
MSNBC also in London.
A transition is something that
how depressing that this news is just garbage. All three of these stations, total waste of time, just shit. I can't even watch it. I end up just watching Comedy Central on mute, and it's usually South Park. I just watch that instead of the fucking news. I don't even want to give them the satisfaction. I don't know if there's a Nielsen box on this machine or not. But I don't. But I'm not going to just leave it on one of these stations. That's how bad it is. And the weather station. I sometimes watch the weather station, sometimes watch HLN. Although HLN's news is just as wonky sometimes. But they do play other stuff on HLN, like Forensic Files. That's what they're playing now. I'm going to stop this in about 5 minutes.
For her not to go to this event, as you said, the
recovery and that.
Might as well mention I'm on my fourth day of fasting. And fasting is very good for you, and I encourage you to fast. That means don't eat food. I haven't eaten food for 3 days. I didn't eat any calories until yesterday. I had a little bit of honey with a calcium supplement. It's been good. Fasting is great for the human body. I look good, feel good. I've read a lot of books on fasting. I may write a book on fasting one of these days. I fasted for 40 days before without food. That was amazing. I got very, very skinny. It was pretty exciting. And who knows? This one I'll probably go for one more day. Yeah. I think I'll probably break this fast sometime on Saturday. Maybe Saturday morning, but probably wait till Saturday afternoon, sometime Saturday. I'm not going to pig out. I'm just going to eat normally and naturally and, you know, eat the right amounts and stuff. I might go to the grocery store today and get some food for tomorrow. Some oranges and stuff. I might get some lemons and drink some water with lemon juice on my fast. Sounds good. Such a sad, sad state of affairs. I really hate it when shit like this derails the news, whether it's a shooting or a war or whatever. Just this total shit. I don't need it. It doesn't inform me. It doesn't entertain me, intrigue me. Just waste my time. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of this stuff, I'd be thrilled to hear the headlines. But I don't need an entire story about people that were killed. And frankly, it's real. They're just picking and choosing stuff they don't feel like talking about. People are always getting killed.
Just ahead on New Day, brand new CNN reporting on former Trump campaign manager Steve Bannon and, oh yeah, that border wall that his old boss promised.
Yeah, listen to what Chomsky says about the Republican Party, because he makes a lot of good sense. But the problem is when somebody rejects a political party in America, they typically go to the other major political party, legacy party they call them, and that's not helpful. You know, I voted for the Green Party candidate for president the last two cycles, and I feel good about it. I did not vote for Clinton or Biden or Trump. I couldn't vote for any of those yo-yos. And if you can, there's something might be wrong with you. Because the lesser of two evils is still evil. So one year I voted for a woman president because she ran for the Green Party. And last year was Howie. Voted for him. They don't get a lot of press or a lot of votes, but maybe one day they will. I vote for who I think is the best candidate, not for who I think might win, or the lesser of two evils, or whatever. I might vote for a Democrat or Republican that runs for a different office. I just vote by it, but I surely wouldn't want to. I'd prefer to vote for somebody else. You know, like these incumbent senators and incumbent Congress people. You know, the people that they run against, you know, I don't even hear about the people they run against a lot of times. So if I voted for somebody besides a major party candidate for senator or congressman, chances are I'll know nothing about them unless I've done some research on my own, because the press won't cover it, or cover them, because they're either Republican or Democrat, depending on which channel you watch. There needs to be a channel for the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. Fox News is covering England. Idiots. MSNBC 555's Axios.
Joining us now with a look at Axios AM, the co-founder of Axios, Mike Allen. Mike, what is the Axios One Big Thing for this morning?
Friday, the Axios One Big Thing is the word enough. President Biden used the word enough 11 times last night during a 17 minutes address. Enough. Very powerful. And Alicia, I would look for that to become a rallying cry around the country as people talk about gun control.
presidential address isn't going to change the years of opinions about this.
So then what do they think it is accomplishing? Do they think that they can move the needle at all?
Yeah, so Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, who of course represents the Sandy Hook area, is saying privately that he's optimistic about his conversations with Republicans, that he sees movement. And you saw President Biden talking about raising the ages on the purchase of assault weapons as something that is maybe more doable than the idea of banning assault weapons. But at least here's the drama to look at behind the scenes, between the lines. And that is that by repeating Democrats' call to ban assault weapons, which is not something that's going to happen, it gave Republicans a way, even some Democrats who don't want to make a deal, it gave them a way to say the president is just making this too hard. You saw this a little